Oh, my papa, to me you are so wonderful. Oh, my papa, to me you are so grand. As I sang this song, Rex looked up at me and he says, oh, yeah, do it again, do it again. He really knows how to show appreciation. Now, I think that it'd be a good idea if you learned how to show appreciation.
Aww.
Yes, you might learn how to show appreciation to your papa. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Tell you who your papa is. Aww. Here in Campo, California with Instant Illumination. Now, oh, my papa, to me you are so wonderful. This is not unusual. Most kids think their papa is pretty wonderful. No matter how bad he may be, or how tough he may be, or how thoughtless he may be, or how inconsiderate he may be, they all love their daddies, because that's their daddy. And they all love their mummies, because that's their mother. And they all love their sisters and brothers. That's the family. The family has sort of a invisible tie to it that keeps everybody in the family together, thinking about one another, working together. Now, Christy, that's your name. Christy and Sybil are here, and they're sisters. Now, they have a tie between them that's invisible. Now, True, was that your last name, what her last name is?
My last name.
Was your last name her last name now?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Oh, how interesting, you know. Now, what is your last name? Pronounce it clearly and distinctly and tell me what it means.
Ugwebu.
Ugwebu. Ugwebu.
Yes.
U-E-U-G-U-E-B-U.
U-G-W-U-E-G-B-U.
Now, what does it mean? And if you don't have an imagination, I'm going to shoot you. Now, what does it mean? Are you going to ask your family for help in coming to the answer here?
No. Nothing can come between you.
Ugwebu means nothing can come between you.
And anything.
In other
nothing
words,
can destroy
nothing
you.
Nothing can come between you and
yes.
your good.
Yes.
Yeah, untouched.
Untouched. Oh, is that what I mean? Ugwebu means untouched.
Yes.
Ugwebu.
Yeah, nothing can destroy you.
Nothing
so
can destroy you.
Yeah.
And would you stop stepping on my toe?
The literary.
I think you're like Rex trying to get my attention.
No amount of negativity can affect you.
No negativity can affect you.
Well, that means untouched.
Yeah,
untouched,
that's beautiful. Now, Ugwebu. All right, now. Why don't you say it more often and use it more often?
I do.
Well, not in my presence. In my presence, I just hear Christy all the time. Christy this and Christy that. Now, what does Christy mean?
Christ consciousness in me.
Christy means Christ consciousness?
In me, in action.
Christ consciousness in me, in action. All right. That's good. That's good. My spell check says it doesn't work. But my spell check doesn't like my last name either.
Yeah.
So that's not surprising. But Ugwebu, Igwebu, means untouchable. It means, and Christi means the Christ consciousness. So the Christ consciousness is untouchable.
Beautiful.
Now, why do you have a name like that?
Because I am.
You have a name like that because it defines who you are. It defines who I am.
You are. Now, are you untouchable?
Yes, I am.
God said, don't. Are you really untouchable?
Yes, I am.
Are you untouchable when your boss starts heavying down on you?
Yes, I am.
Are you untouchable when you see that your paycheck has changed?
Yes, I am.
And are you untouchable when you see that your paycheck has changed to the good?
Yes, I am.
Now, you see, there's two ways it could go, up or down, or stay the same. So three ways. Now, if getting better makes you happy, then you're touched. If getting worse makes you unhappy, then you're touched. If no change at all makes you unhappy, then you're touched. So you have to be real careful not to be touched by anything in life, because the good can touch us, just like the bad can touch us, or bad, just like the non-beneficial can touch us. Now, what do you lay claim to of all things in your life?
Be myself and have fun.
I think she heard what you said this morning. Being myself and have fun. Is there any other thing that we want to do in our life?
That is all that is.
All right, so now, when you go to Leicester.
Leicester.
Leicester. Is there any work there to do?
Nothing. All done.
It's all done. Now, do you have a class there?
I do.
Now, you had to think about that. See, so you haven't got that sure in your mind that you got a class there. Now, let's try it again. Now, in Leicester, in your beautifully clean, painted apartment, wonderful furniture and so forth, do you have a class also?
Yes, I do.
And what evenings do you have your class?
Allness, timeless.
On allness or timeless?
Oh, the subject of your class is on allness and timeless?
Timeless.
That's the subject, or that's when your class is?
Yes, timeless. Even in the now.
Well, I'd hate to come to attend a class of yours, and I'm just in the timelessness. I like to have an hour of a time. Now, what time do your Sunday services start in Nigeria?
10.
At 10 in the morning?
10 in the morning.
And what time do you quit?
12.
Oh, only 2 hours.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's all day. It is all day.
It's an all-day activity,
yes.
With from 10 to 2 when you're up there,
yes.
Talking specifically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Now, do you have anyone else working with you on your services?
Every member.
Everyone does something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of things do they do?
We discuss how to be ourselves and have fun.
What do you discuss?
How to be ourselves and have fun.
How to be ourselves and have fun. Now, that is nice, but give me an illustration of how you discuss how to be ourselves and have fun.
Oh, everybody tells each other how beautiful, how wonderful they've been handling the philosophy of uni.
Everyone tells everybody else how they're doing it?
Yes.
Or how
it affects each and every one of us.
Everyone, for themselves,
yes.
Tell how they're using the philosophy and how it has blessed their life.
Yes.
That's pretty good. You ever make any tapes of those things? That would be nice to have, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Okay, now. Why did your children leave home if you have such a spiritually illumined home?
They are being themselves and having fun. They are free to be their free spirit. To play the game of being free spirits.
Why did your children leave home?
They never leave home.
Oh.
They're always there.
I see. Why? Because all is what?
One.
All is one.
Yes.
And they never left home. How about that, Christy? You never left your father's house.
Yes.
And your sisters never left your father's house. You had two sisters? Or 22?
Four.
Huh?
I have four sisters.
Four sister. Besides yourself or including yourself?
Beside myself.
Besides yourself. You have five sisters. And how many brothers?
Five.
So five brothers and five sisters. Now, would you accept that as correct?
Well, four now.
Well, I don't care if they're dead or alive.
Okay. Then six.
Yeah, what?
Six.
Six sisters?
Six brothers, five sisters.
Six brothers and five sisters. You know, because they stopped and visited for a while and then went on, that doesn't mean that they're not brothers. Will that brother who moved on, will he ever not be a brother of your family?
No.
No, well then why do you not include him in your count, you know? Really?
Yes.
The Mormons do that. The Mormons say, I don't care whether they're living or dead. And I don't care whether they're a relative by birth or relative by marriage or relative of whatever. We're including them. Mm-hmm. Now, why do you think the Catholic Church has such a fantastic membership? They count everybody.
Every leg.
Yeah, virtually, yeah. But that's not bad, you know. But they count whatever they want. Now, well, what am I doing, Christy?
You're living in the now.
Now, what am I saying, Christy?
You are being creative. I'm being creative by saying what is right, and it's right, and it's always right.
And it's
and
your...
And that's the truth.
And that's right. But, and isn't it?
It is.
Now, your sister tried to come up with an extra kid there that you forgot about, and you said, oh my goodness, what was his name?
Jonathan? And Emmanuel.
Oh, you had two that didn't make it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then, but there's five, six, seven boys?
No, six boys.
Six boys.
Together, yes.
Okay, Jonathan and Emmanuel. Hmm. My goodness. Excellent names for them, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Now, why did Jonathan and Emmanuel not stay longer with the family? Were they fed up with you?
They moved to another adventure.
Oh, they like adventure, huh?
Yes.
And is that true, or are you just making it up?
I'm not making it up.
No, no.
It is true.
I'm not making it up. It is true.
It is true.
You see, if you say, no, I'm not making it up, then I'm sitting here thinking you are making it up, you know, because you're telling me you didn't. But if you say, it is true, that's all I know. Now, where did they go?
They're having fun. They never left, really.
What's that?
They never left. They only went on adventure.
Well, now, are you being consistent here? Are you telling me they left and now you're telling me that they didn't leave?
They went on an adventure, and as far as I'm concerned,
they are playing. They're playing a game with you, and their game was hide and seek. And they are playing the game of hide and seek, but they know how to be invisible, and you don't yet. One of these days, you'll figure out how to be invisible too, and then you'll be able to hide just like they do, and not be found. Isn't that true? See?
She wants to be found.
Well, Christy, that's not funny. You do want to be found. You do want to be a part and an active in this world. And so you create yourself visible.
When and I want to.
Oh, now some other activities are there, but that's good. Yeah, when you want to.
Yeah.
And is that what we should do?
Yeah.
Do whatever
that pleases me. That
do whatever.
It's being myself and having fun.
Yeah, I do whatever is being myself and having fun. Whatever pleases me, right?
Yeah.
Now, what do you do?
I do what. To be myself and have fun.
You do whatever pleases you. To be yourself. Yeah. But that's true, you know. That's true. And you have fun, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, I do. I think I do. At least last time I looked, I do. But, Christy, Why is it that with all the men who've been beating down your door, you've never acknowledged any of them as a husband?
I don't want to be possessed.
No. I am a free spirit. Not that I don't want to be possessed. Because then right away you're labeling marriage, and which is perhaps true, but you're labeling marriage, and then anyone who's married is possessed. Now, that doesn't have to be that way, does it? Now, what people can be married and not be possessed?
Free spirits.
Free spirits and their masters, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, are you a free spirit?
Definitely, I am.
So you could be married and be a free spirit, right?
Yes, I do.
No, yes, I can. But I do not place obstacles in my way. I do not tempt fate. Why don't you go and get into a den of tigers and lions who are hungry? Why don't you go into a den of vipers, of snakes? Why don't you do that?
It's by my choice.
It's
not necessary. I live my life and they live. We are free spirits.
But it's not. Your choice is adequate. You say, I don't do those things because that's not my choice. You just say, it's not my choice. Now, what is your choice?
To be myself and have fun, and I'm a free spirit.
That's right. Now, as a free spirit. Now, I am not promoting marriage. I am promoting what?
Be myself and having fun.
I am promoting also
Ugwebu.
I am creating Ugwebu. What's Ugwebu?
Untouched.
Untouched. Now, what does untouched mean?
Being myself and having fun.
Yeah, but how many marriages have you seen in the universe up to now that are untouched? Not too many. And why is it they're not untouched?
Because they're free spirits.
Their intention is to manipulate and control each other. Now, is that marriage? No. What is it when people manipulate and control each other?
Possession.
And when you're possessed, you cannot be untouched. Now, when you're being yourself and having fun, you cannot be touched. And that's a beautiful thing about your name, Ugwebu. Ugwebu, right? Ugwebu.
Right.
I'll say it enough times, maybe you might even remember it, but Ugwebu. Mine is easy for you. At Christmas time, you buy early. You buy early at Christmas time. And see, that's easier to remember, but Ugwebu, Ugwebu, Ugwebu. Ugwebu,
I
like you. What's that?
I love to sing Ugwebu. I love to sing Ugwebu. Ugwebu.
I bet that's not a song in the book.
It's a joy song book. It's missing there.
But really, this is good.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Think of those things for yourself, because they sort of cement your understanding of who you are. Mm-hmm. Now, your sister here, this person here, got married. Now, did she lose her freedom of spirit? Did she lose her being herself and having fun?
No.
What do you mean, no? The answer is, she is more free today than she ever was in her life. Not that her husband made her freer, but she is more free today than ever in her life, because she just does everything that makes you free, right?
Yes.
She does everything that lets her allows her to do anything she wants to do. Now, are you in charge?
I am. Mm-hmm.
You like it?
I like me.
I like me. You say that very nicely. Uh-huh. Would you stop stepping on my toes? I know I should move my toes over to my own part of under the table here, but
there is enough space for you. Yeah, but as soon as I put my feet back there, then you're attracted to go back to them.
Ingeborg loves to sit next to me because my toes are so steppable.
But this is what life is all about, being yourself and having fun. And Ingeborg, if I were you, I would not put myself in that chair. Because all the action goes on behind you. The hummingbirds are out there when they're there, and they're eating, and they're flying around, and you're facing into the living room here, which is a nice living room, but it's not as much fun as the hummingbirds. So, but you're welcome to sit wherever you want.
Thank you.
Would you like to sit on the top shelf here?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun on our table. We have
not decoration,
this is a table setting. It's a four-piece setting on the table. It's pretty nice.
She has to count.
Of course. So, think on these things. And what was our title?
Oh, my papa.
We should honor our papa, he said.
Did I say honor your papa?
Yeah.
Yes, and you said we will learn who our papa is.
Oh, and who is our papa?
My.
Or your papa.
Yeah, I am my papa.
That's right. But you see, we weren't really honoring what we normally think of as our papa, that guy outside. We're honoring this guy inside here. So, just thought I'd bring back to the beginning what we are ending with. So have a lovely nap and have a lovely day. And remember, at 5:30, it's hors d'oeuvre time for the party. So I will see you then, and enjoy yourself, and know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.